From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Floodwaters are plaguing Thailand's capital after the nation's worst floods in nearly 60 years. Authorities say the threat to central Bangkok is not over, and the city's northern districts remain submerged along with much of the countryside. The flooding has killed almost 400 people. Ireland has a new president. Larry Miller reports he's a part-time poet who beat a number of candidates vying for the largely ceremonial position, including a reality TV star and a former senior commander of the IRA.
Labour Party candidate Michael D. Higgins was elected Ireland's ninth president with nearly 57% of the vote. Only last week, opinion polls had his main rival, a reality TV judge, ahead by a 15-point margin, but that vanished at the last minute. On the official polling list, the 70-year-old Higgins was described as a lecturer and poet. He positions himself on the political left. He's been active in human rights campaigns. He was strongly against the 2003 war in Iraq, and he's a critic of Israel's blockade of Gaza. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Australia's national airline, Qantas, has grounded its entire fleet of planes around the world and locked out its staff, stranding tens of thousands of air travelers. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, the airline has been stuck in months-long contract disputes with several of its unions.
Qantas has taken the unprecedented step of shutting down operations until the unions representing the company's pilots, baggage handlers, and other ground staff withdraw what the company says are unrealistic wage demands. Qantas says rolling strikes over the past few weeks have cost the company around $2 million a day. So CEO Alan Joyce says he had no choice but to force the issue.
If the action continues as the unions have promised, we will have no choice but to close down Qantas part by part. We have got to achieve a resolution to this crisis.
The unions are angry over company plans to expand operations into Asia, hiring lower-cost local staff while cutting jobs in Australia. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Some of the world's top race car drivers are set to compete in India Sunday in the country's first-ever Formula One Grand Prix. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the newly built racetrack near New Delhi has been beset by controversy.
24 drivers qualified for the race on Saturday, running the three-mile track that is the world's newest Formula One circuit. The race will go for 60 laps around that track, which features tight turns. Promoters of the race say it will put India in a glamorous international spotlight. Critics say the land acquisition for the new track was flawed and that the local farmers whose land was taken were never fairly compensated. The track was built by a big Indian real estate development company. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
This is NPR. The Northeast is being pummeled by an early snowstorm with 10 inches or more in parts of Pennsylvania and New York. In Vermont and Maine, at least three ski resorts decided to open early. The heavy wet snow has been snapping tree limbs and power lines, leaving a total of 2.3 million customers in the dark. Governors in New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts declared states of emergency. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy has also declared a state of emergency because the snowstorm has knocked out power to half a million customers. From member station WSHU, Ebong Odama reports the storm is also blamed for at least one death.
Governor Malloy says that one person was killed in a traffic accident in Colchester in eastern Connecticut.
We have seen a large number of spinouts, vehicles going off the road, coming into contact with trees and that sort of thing.
The governor shut down a major north-south highway in the state, the Merritt and Wilbercross Parkways, because of dangerous road conditions. The snowstorm is forecast to bring up to a foot or more of snow to much of the state. The National Weather Service in Taunton, Massachusetts, is reporting that the nor'easter is sure to set records for October snowfall in Connecticut. For NPR News, I'm Ebong Udama in Fairfield, Connecticut.
The early snowstorm has piled it up in parts of western Massachusetts. Windsor, Massachusetts, had received 26 inches by early Sunday. Nearby Plainfield saw 24.5 inches, and Savoy received 24 inches. West Milford, New Jersey, got 19 inches of snow. New York City's Central Park set a record for both the date and the month of October, with 1.3 inches of snow. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.